Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. You know, I say a lot on this podcast that I love how we can do so many different styles of podcasts. Well, I realized that I've never done a solo project yet, and I wanted to give it a try. I thought it would be really cool to talk about an interesting songwriter who wrote or performed a song that has greatly affected our culture, but maybe you don't know much about their life. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Songwriters, Steve Goodman. Go rockin' to the gentle beat and the rhythm of the rails is all they dream. Singing good morning, America, how are you? And don't you know me, I'm your native son. I'm just the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done. City of New Orleans, or what most people call Good Morning America, How Are Ya, was Steve Goodman's first hit. It's the song that allowed him to become a full-time musician. Well, you've probably heard this song. A lot of people don't even know that he wrote it, because it was covered by so many other great artists. Johnny Cash,
riding on the city of New Orleans,
Judy Collins,
Illinois Central, Monday morning red,
Willie Nelson,
15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks on me,
and the most popular version by Arthro Guthrie.
Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
There was even a popular French version.
On sait aimé.
And a weird Dutch version of the song.
My for you think this hill is over, I'll be long for bed.
Steve was born in Chicago, Illinois, on July 25th, 1948, to a middle-class Jewish family. He started writing and performing songs as a teenager and graduated from Maine East High School. That's the same high school that my father and someone a little more famous than my father, Hillary Clinton, graduated from. Goodman actually graduated in the same class as Hillary in 1965. After high school, Goodman attended the University of Illinois, but left college only after a year to pursue his musical career. It worked out well for him. At first, he was able to get by writing and singing advertising jingles, but he made it big after he opened for Kris Kristofferson at a bar in Chicago called Quiet Night, that's K-N-I-G-H-T. Kristofferson was impressed with Goodman, and after introducing him to some people and recording some demos, he was able to sign a contract with Buddha Records in New York. During his time in New York, he ran into Arthro Guthrie in a bar. Goodman asked Arthro if he could play a song for him, but Arthro made Goodman buy him a beer first. Goodman bought him a beer, played his song City of New Orleans, and the rest is history. There is something about watching Steve Goodman perform. With a great big smile that produces these two big dimples on his cheeks, it's like you're friends with a man that you've never met. While most musicians command a stage with ego or power, Steve did it in a way that very few could. He did it with this warmth and honesty that no one ever could fabricate or mime. Again, it's like watching a friend on stage. Now, many Chicagoans probably don't know Goodman from the songs that he wrote for other famous people, but from this classic.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. They're singing,
go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. Go Cubs, go!
Yeah, Steve Goodman was a huge Cubs fan, and wrote several songs about them, including Go Cubs Go. The most amazing thing about all of this to me is that Steve did all this with leukemia. Steve was diagnosed when he was just 21 years old. He lived a lot of his life in physical pain. Many times his leukemia would go into remission, but he spent most of his life battling the disease. Steve passed away on September 20th, 1984, at the age of 36. 4 years later, some of his ashes were scattered at Wrigley Field, and since his death, they still play Go Cubs Go after every home win. And this brings us to the first Steve Goodman song that I heard where I knew it was him. Earlier in the same year Steve wrote Go Cubs Go, he also wrote a song called A Dying Cubs Fan's Last Request. It's a beautiful song that I feel perfectly captures what it's like to not only be a Chicago Cubs fan, but a fan of any team that just always seems to let you down. Now, I don't know the rules of playing a full song on a podcast. I'm actually pretty sure it's not allowed. I might have to take this episode down someday and re-edit it. But right now, I don't care. With the Cubs finally winning the World Series, I can't think of any other way to end this podcast. Enjoy.
By the shores of old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying. In his midnight hour, the toll. Round his bed, his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. And on his head, they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. He told him, it's late, it's getting dark in here, and I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, boys, there's just one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League. He told his friends, you know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. That's what it says. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal, sent me down a wayward path. They stole my youth from me. That's the truth. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, lacrosse, tennis. But what do you expect when you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups, year after year after year, after year after year after year after year after year, till those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat. He said, you know, I'll never see Wrigley Field anymore before my eternal rest. So if you have your pencils and your scorecards ready, I'll read you my last request. He said, give me a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on some sunny weekend day, no lights. Have the organ play the national anthem, and then a little na-na-na-na, hey, 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 goodbye. Make six bullpen pitchers carry my coffin, and six groundskeepers clear my path. Have the umpires bark me out at every base in all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play too. Somebody go get Jack Brickhouse to come back and conduct just one more interview. Have the Cubbies run right out into the middle of the field. Have Keith Moreland drop a routine fly. Give everybody two bags of peanuts and a frosty malt, and I'll be ready to die. Build a big fire on home plate out of your Louisville Slugger baseball bats and toss my coffin in. Let my ashes blow in a beautiful snow from the prevailing 30-mile-an-hour southwest wind. And when my last remains go flying over the left field wall, we'll bid the bleacher bums adieu. And I will come to my final resting place out on Waveland Avenue. The dying man's friends told him to cut it out. They said, stop it, that's an awful shame. He whispered, don't cry, we'll meet by and by near the Heavenly Hall of Fame. He said, I've got season's tickets to watch the Angels now. So that's just what I'm gonna do. He said, but you, the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs. So it's me that feels sorry for you. And he said, oh, play that Lonesome Losers tune. That's the one I like the best. Closed his eyes and slipped away. Well, Scotty, it was the dying Cub fans' last request. So here it is. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy covered burial ground? Home of the brave, land of the free and the doormat of the National League.
That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, you can listen to all our episodes for free at trythispodcast.com. or on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Pocket Cast. You could also subscribe to us so you can get a new episode every Wednesday. That's it. Make sure to tune in next week, and we'll have on a new guest, and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before. We did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.